Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Confidence. One thing the Apostle Paul does not lack is confidence. Sometimes I have a hard time relating to Paul because of his overflowing confidence. I can't imagine saying to someone, "Follow my example in faith and life." We hear that in 2 Timothy, the letter that we heard this morning. But the passage that we hear and the writing from Paul is quite different. Now, I know that this is a disputed letter. It could or could not be that Paul actually wrote this letter. But I wonder if he did. Because we hear so much in the beginning of this letter that sounds just like him, that makes this passage that we heard today that much more powerful. In 2 Timothy, as Paul writes this letter, he is in prison. Now, what does that mean? Is he under house arrest? Is he actually in a cell? We don't know. He's in Rome. We know he's in prison for proclaiming the gospel, as he says. Maybe he was trying to say that God was more powerful than the emperor. We don't know. He's gone through one hearing, and it did not go well, perhaps because of his overwhelming confidence. But he's struggling. He's suffering. He's unsure of what his fate will be on this earth. So he writes to Timothy, and the words that he writes drive straight to the heart of the question that guides us this day. I understand you've been in the midst of this amazing series where you are welcomed into community in a whole new way. And the question that is presented before us today is, oh, I've been meaning to ask, what do you need? Paul is very clear about what he needs. And what a gift to remember that when we state what we need, it is a gift of God. I mean, here it is in our most holy book, someone saying, this is what I need in my moment of desperation. And if we hear in this passage the opportunity that it is, how might God work through that question to make us and to make our communities new? Now, what Paul does in stating what he needs in this very desperate situation in which he finds himself is he really states his needs in three ways. First of all, Paul needs to state the truth from his perspective. Remember, he starts out this passage by saying, "Everyone has abandoned me. I feel totally isolated and totally alone." He says, "Demas has abandoned me, Crescens has abandoned me, Titus has abandoned me." Now, because of what I know of Paul, I have to wonder if Titus and Demas and Crescens have very good reasons for taking off and leaving Paul where he was. But Paul doesn't need someone to reframe his perspective. He doesn't need someone to say, well, there's another side to this story. Paul just needs Timothy to listen without judgment so that Paul can name how he feels and what the world looks like from his perspective. The second thing that Paul does is he names his physical and tangible needs. Now remember, we know that he is under arrest and that he is imprisoned. We don't know where that is, but the first thing that Paul asks for is his cloak. Now maybe he's cold and it's just practical that he needs to wrap his shoulders in something, but maybe he just wants the comfort of something that's familiar in his unfamiliar environment. He asks for his books and absolutely his parchments, he says, and we don't know what's in these. Maybe he needs to keep himself distracted. Maybe he needs to shore up his mind, keep his mind sharp for the trials ahead. Maybe these books and parchments hold words of hope and faith, and he just needs to hear that in his heart. He talks about his physical and tangible needs. Last of all, he states his absolute need for God in Christ. Now, Paul often talks about being in Christ, this very kind of abstract idea of being, you know, a child of God, being in Christ, not in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says, I need Jesus right here, standing right next to me, giving me strength, carrying me when I need it for this very desperate hour. I need the Lord, Paul says, and I need Jesus right here. Now, beloved of God, when was the last time someone asked you what you need? When was the last time you listened to someone else after you asked them, what do you need? Consider for a moment. Do you need someone to listen to you tell the truth from your perspective? Not to judge you, not to reframe it for you, or to say there's another side to that story, but just to listen. I was listening to a talk by Brené Brown, and she said, don't be the at least listener. And I thought, well, what does that mean? And she says, somebody's going to tell you they're having a really hard day at work. Don't be the person who says, at least you have a job. You're going to hear somebody talk about a really rough relationship they have with a family member, and that they just got off the phone with them, and they're in a really bad spot. Don't say to them, well, at least you're still talking. Just to listen without judgment. When was the last time someone listened to you? And when was the last time you listened to someone else? What about what you need physically, tangibly? Now, I'll admit, my knee-jerk reaction is to say, a nap and a hot fudge sundae fix pretty much everything that is broken in the world. But truly, what tangibly do you need? Do you need someone to just sit with you? Do you need to look at old pictures with someone? What do you need physically, tangibly, to give you hope, to give you strength, to give you purpose? What do you need physically, tangibly? And then, of course, when was the last time that you said, you know what, I just need Jesus, and I need Jesus right here, not in some abstract, oh, I am in Christ kind of way, but I need Jesus right here next to me, giving me strength for what I'm facing right now. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen? Amen. We have this extraordinary opportunity that, it pains me to say, Paul provides a great example for today. But we have this great opportunity in this world where people feel so isolated and so alone and so separate from one another, to actually ask our neighbors, what do you need? Imagine what workplaces would be like, your break room. Or what classrooms would be like, or the lunch table would be like, or your neighborhood would be like. If you actually asked someone, what do you need? And imagine if someone asked you that same question, maybe someone in this room. Perhaps the best place to start is in our own homes. When was the last time you asked a family member? I'm not even going to admit. I don't know the last time I asked my husband, what do you need? When was the last time you asked people in their house, you know, what do you need? Tell me, what is happening in your life right now, and I promise I'll just listen. How could God change us and change our communities? Because here's the final word. That number three, I need Jesus and I need Jesus right now. We already get that. I mean, we got to name our truth. We got to name what we need physically. But when we say to Jesus, I need you, that is exactly what we get. The Apostle Paul, God bless him, said, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You need Christ Jesus standing next to him, standing next to you, you got him. And even death itself cannot separate you, because Jesus lived and died and rose again with you in mind. So how will we do it, friends in Christ? How will we ask the question? Because we know that in that question, God can do amazing things. What do you need? Amen?
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Amen.